By the way, Steve, the Washington Post this morning is calling this new big storm Snoverkill.
Well, if the weather makes you want to get out of town, our last word in business today may be for you, because it goes to a part of the travel industry that seems to fit the tight economy. This may be the moment in history for the website called Couchsurfing.org. For some years now, it's been connecting travelers with couches around the world.
You get hooked up with somebody who will let you sleep on their couch for free instead of paying for a hotel. The Aurora Sentinel in Colorado featured the story of Crane Sorensen. He says he traveled across Russia, staying with an artist, a museum employee, and a family that toasted the new year with a lot of vodka.
The Sentinel photographed Mr. Sorensen safely back home in Colorado, demonstrating the piece of furniture that he is offering to weary travelers who come to his hometown. It could almost be a photo from the satirical newspaper The Onion, with a headline like, "Local Man Reclines on Couch." And that's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.